In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Once again, good to see you today on this Easter day. Church is a weird place. So identify those people today who are not used to coming to church, standing up, sitting down, books all over the place, things that we have no idea why we're doing them, but we do them. So I understand today if church is weird for you. But don't worry about that. What I want to ask you today, most importantly, is don't worry about the church. This is a beautiful church. You can see the glory of our stained glass and beautifully decorated for Easter. All good. But most of all, I want you to get this. That Christianity isn't about buildings. It's not about orders of service, or for that matter, structures. It's not about ideas, or this philosophy and that philosophy. It's not about my idea or your idea competing in the universe with everything else. At the very heart of the Christian message is a person called Jesus. And Christianity is about an encounter with Jesus. Get that. By the way, an awful lot of people come to church and they've never encountered Jesus. That's why their behaviors don't change. And people say they go to church and they behave like that. Christianity is very hard. It is an encounter with Jesus. It's very personal. I was listening to a priest early this morning at about 5:30 give a little sermon on Harrow on the Hill, not far from here. And it was very obvious that that priest, as he spoke, has met with Jesus. I could tell because there was an energy, a vitality to what he said. He spoke from his experience of how it had changed him. He'd met with the risen Lord. So listen, today you've come to this place, maybe some of you because people are being baptized. My prayer for you is that before you die, you will encounter the risen Jesus. Because when you do, it will change you from the inside out. Mary in the story, you might not know the story because these days people do not know the story. Sadly, she came to the tomb weeping. Her life had been torn apart and destroyed. And it was a deep heartache because of the loss of her master. She had no idea, absolutely no idea that what was going to happen. They had no idea. The disciples had no concept that he would come back to life. It wasn't even in their agenda. They had no idea. They had no idea. All they knew, he died, and it was just horrendous. And she comes weeping. So listen, particularly those people here today, maybe deep down you're weeping. Maybe there's significant loss that you faced. Maybe really you can't cope really with life. Maybe you just seem to get by. And when in the lonely hour, there's a deep longing for something more. There's a weeping for someone and something. Maybe you've never really tried church because the church has put you off. It put me off for years because I thought the church was about structure and hierarchy, and I didn't realize it was about meeting someone called Jesus. But when she meets Jesus, and he says to her, Mary, her whole existence is turned inside out. She's transformed, changed. And I pray that for those who come to church regularly, for those who don't go to church, for those who do not like church, for whatever reason, for those who've just shown up today because you think it's just perhaps a good place to be, I pray that you will meet Jesus, because when you really do, he will transform everything, as he did in my life. When I was 18 years of age, I read a book by a man called C.S. Lewis. You might know of him. He's a wonderful children's author. I read one of his books and it transformed me. I was converted because of Jesus. And you know, when you encounter him, you run after it. You want more of it. You run after it. You chase after it because of the longing, because you know it satisfies. You chase after it. So the disciples and Peter and John, they run to the tomb. They're running after it because they know that here is something that's going to make all the difference. I don't know when the last time you was that you ran. I used to run marathons a long time ago. But it could be something in this that makes you want to run after this again, perhaps where you've never ran before, to chase after it like they chased after it. And perhaps hear your name, like Mary heard her name. He said to her, Mary. And her weeping was transformed from weep into joy. And she ran after the rest of the disciples and said, I've met the Lord. If you weep today at St. Andrew's, you might be quite cheerful, but there's something down here deep in your heart that causes you whatever. If you weep today, I pray that you will hear him call your name. He will call Lyndon or Martin or Michael or Chris or Brian, Stephen, Lawrence, Orlando, Amy, Georgina. I pray that you'll hear him call your name and that you'll respond. And that your weeping will replace with a running, a desire for something more of this glorious story of Easter, which is transformative, if you only knew it. See, I haven't given up on this story, because it changed me. I pray that you will come to know something of its reality and its truth, because it will change you. I pray that before you die, you'll hear him call your name. Susan, Michael, Angela, Jonathan, he will call your name and you'll respond to his voice, because it's real. To finish, I say to the children when they come here from schools, and we get lots of schools, we've got 5-6 schools in our parish, I say to them every time they come and I tell them the story, I say, is this a real story? Or is it just a made-up story? I want you to think about that. Is this a real story, or is it just a made-up story? Is it just fantasy, myth, and mythology? Or actually, is this something that has made all the difference in the world and changed it, changed these early disciples, transformed these early witnesses, and built the church that is growing like never before, even our own day? Is it a real story, or is it a made-up story? That's what you've got to decide, and it puts your name on it. It says, Daniel, real story or a made-up story? Angela, real story or made-up story? Peter, real story or made-up story? That's what you have to decide. You just can't sit on the fence because it makes a call upon you and me, real story or made up story. I believe it's a real story. I pray that you will run after it, chase after it, for you, your family, your community, your home. Chase after it. It's a real story. And for those today who are weeping here, I pray that you will discover something of the Easter joy. Because hallelujah is our song, if this is true.